Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode. I know it's been a few days since I last posted. If you've been on the edge of your seat waiting for me to post another episode, I apologize for taking so much time to make another episode. I've been taking the past few days kind of off to take some more time for myself. Something I want to make very clear in case anybody was confused is that I still do care very much about my own health and, being able to sort of find ways to de-stress and separate myself from work. One day I didn't even post anything on social media, not on Instagram, not on this podcast, obviously. And I just wanted to spend some time for me time, have time off for myself and just gather my thoughts and collect myself and enjoy myself. And so that's why I've been sort of absent, especially from the podcast scene. But I wanted to make this episode today because of something that kind of bothers me about how society functions today. And it's about what happens when people try so hard to be PC. And by that I mean politically correct, PC, the initials, right? And so something that I saw on Reddit recently, because as you guys probably know by now, I spend a lot of time browsing and consuming content more so than posting it. I like to pay attention to what's going on in people's minds, how they see the world, what they say, how they think, and how I can sort of take away from what people out there say and talk about and add it to my own sort of message and learn the ways of life and how people live and things of that nature. And so on Reddit, somebody said that today his team announced that they will only consider black employees for employment. And given the recent events that have transpired in the United States with police brutality, George Floyd, racism, right, it's not some glaringly huge surprise that some company decided to take this sort of action and take this sort of initiative, only considering black employees for, or black people for employment. Now, the thing about that is, by the way, on a bit of a side note, I'm not sure whether the term black people or African American people or people of color, I don't know which is the most appropriate term. I just use the term black people because it's simpler. But if there's a better term out there, then because I don't want to be saying something that, well, again, this is probably sounds funny enough, right? Talking about trying to be too PC is the topic of this episode, and at the same time, I'm asking people, if there's potentially a better term that I could use. I just don't want to. I'm the type of person that's agreeable, in a sense, right? Like, I'm very agreeable as a person, and so I try to avoid conflict. And so that's why it's in my nature to ask, if there's a better term you want me to refer to you as, then let me know. But it also kind of falls in line with being too PC, I think, in this particular case. I don't think the term black people is offensive, but anyway, I just hope out there I'm not offending anybody by using it. So, on the topic of being too PC, I think what that company did is an attempt to be too politically correct. And it kind of reminds me of the time where Gillette made a commercial about, men, and they portrayed this image of men being really bad, of men being sexual assaulters, of men being criminals, of men doing all these horrendous things, boys will be boys, things of that nature. And to me, that was another act of a company trying to be too politically correct. And this is something that bothers me time and time again. Well, let's take a look at this example first, right? The company that said, we will only be considering black people for employment. To me, that's a ridiculous initiative. Not because I have anything against black people. See, I know people are going to jump to conclusions, right? People don't actually think sometimes, and they make assumptions about why you say the things that you do. I am not saying it's a ridiculous initiative or decision because I'm against black people. That's not true. It's because to simply base employment off of somebody's skin color is absolutely ridiculous. It doesn't matter if you say we're only hiring white employees or if we're only hiring black employees. It doesn't matter. It's just ridiculous. Employment should be based off of competence, off of their character, their work ethic, their values, how well do they work with others in the workplace, things like this, right? I'm no employer, but it doesn't take a genius to understand that we should be prioritizing those kinds of things over somebody's skin color. Like, you might as well be hiring employees just because of how they look, which in some cases it does contribute, right? If you're trying to get into the fashion industry, for instance, being better looking might help you. But this was a tech company, the guy who posted. Now, it doesn't matter what you look like, period. Like, it's based off of those things that I mentioned, right? Employment should be based overall on competence, off of your work ethic, your values, your character, how you interact with those in the workplace, things like that. Those things are important. And to simply shut somebody out of employment, to simply deny somebody an opportunity to work for that company just because they are not black, that is ridiculous. And so the issue that I'm trying to bring to light today is the problem with companies and people out there on an everyday basis just trying to be too politically correct. Like, oh, we have to cater to this subjugated group. Now, I'm not saying that black people haven't been through enough in history, but legally speaking, from a standpoint of modern society and how the law works, from what we see right today, there are no rights that black people don't have compared to any other person out there in the United States, right? We're not living in history. We're not living in the past. And we shouldn't be if we are, because times have changed. And we need to stop saying, oh, because of slavery, hundreds of years ago, because of things that happened back then, that we have to start repaying this debt. Like, that's another thing that bothers me is when people say things like, oh, you white people enslaved us, back then. It's like the people who are alive today have no part in that. Like, stop looking behind you guys so much. Of course, I'm not saying to live in denial of history. It's important to understand where we came from so that we know what we cannot and should not do again in the future, right? Whenever I say to let go of regret, whenever I say not to look behind you, I don't say don't look behind you, just forget about it, like pretend it never happened. I'm not saying to do that. It's important to acknowledge it and learn from it. But to completely rewrite history or to change it or to pretend it or pretend it never happened or to use it as an excuse for repayment and an excuse to leverage hate towards other people, like the, oh, you white people enslaved us back then, and so now we get to have power over you or whatever. Things of that nature are absolutely ridiculous to me. We need to stop looking behind ourselves. Nobody alive today was a part of that process in the past. And even if they are very old and probably kicking the bucket real time, real soon. So it's like the people who are actually shaping the world today are not the same people who subjugated other people to this tyrannical difference in power. Okay? So being politically correct and trying to, for instance, another thing that I've seen is tearing down statues about, people who were, well-known slave owners or whoever, right? They tear down those statues. And it's like they say it's not to, they don't want to be glorifying, slavery. The thing about tearing down a statue, I feel like that's a little excessive to tear down public property because of something that happened in the past. I mean, at the very least, I think I can suggest maybe move it to a museum, undamaged, free of being broken and torn off the base. Like, we're now, and this is something that's actually really interesting that I've seen mentioned on several occasions online, is we're slowly starting to progress towards George Orwell's world that he described in 1984. It's a great book. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. talks about a sort of dystopian future. I don't remember all the details, but they basically, if I remember correctly, in that world, in that dystopian future of 1984, they burn books. They basically erase history, and they feed their citizens, the government feeds its citizens with like propaganda and brainwashes them. And I feel like, you know, and other people have felt this too, with tearing down statues and rewriting classroom textbooks, things like this, we're taking steps towards that kind of dystopian future. And like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, going about rewriting and changing history, denying history, is certainly not the way to go about it. The reason people do this is they are trying so hard to be politically correct and trying so hard to appeal to the politics and appeal to the people who are, I think, most liberal, right? The most progressive, just trying to constantly change things and rewrite things as opposed to more conservative values. Again, I don't really want to point out specific parties. I'm more concerned with targeting the practice or the behavior, the belief, the mentality, the idea. Those are the things that I'm trying to target, not a particular political party, just so we're clear. And so we need to stop, because if we continue down this path of being too politically correct, if we keep on trying to appeal to every little thing, and, you know, we're just going to end up even more divided than ever, in my opinion. I mean, so much for trying to appeal to everybody, so much for trying to appeal and be politically correct, I think you're creating more division and more hostility. And if anything, you're also encouraging the idea that it's okay to tear down statues, it's okay to rewrite and deny history, it's okay to, you know, only hire black employees and deny anybody else simply because of their skin color. As you can see, these are ridiculous initiatives, these are ridiculous decisions and behaviors, and I firmly believe that we cannot be walking down this path. Like, I just don't think it makes any sense. I don't think this is the way to go about it. But, like, what we should be doing instead of being politically correct is being honest. And this is something that I've talked about time and time and time again, is how honesty is so important, and how we should be able to and be able to live in a world where we can express our honest feelings, truths, beliefs, ideas, and statements without fear of backlash. Right? Of course, if you're making sense, of course, if you are not trying to troll or be provocative, we should all be able to express ourselves honestly without backlash. And the problem is, people get so fearful of that backlash. People get so afraid of cancel culture. They get afraid of saying the wrong thing. And so everybody goes way on the other opposite end. They go hard and extreme on being politically correct. And they start to adopt the ideas and beliefs of the other end of the spectrum. And that's what happens. And when that happens, you get something like a tech company saying, we'll only hire black employees. And guess what? The problem with this society right now of being too politically correct is you don't know who's honest and who actually cares about the cause or who is just pretending, right? It creates an atmosphere of dishonesty too, which is another issue. We should be able to express ourselves in an honest way. And furthermore, on top of that, if you come across somebody who honestly disagrees with you, but not because they're trying to troll you or be provocative, if they honestly disagree with you, you should also be able to have a rational discussion with them and logically discuss with one another why you believe the things that you do, why you think the things that you do. This world is severely lacking in both right now. Both being, again, one, being able to honestly express yourself, which people are afraid of doing because of the backlash of the cancel culture of, you know, people being criticized, right? They're afraid of being honest. That's one problem. The second problem is, if people are honest, not enough people know how to have rational, logical discussions, and to hold a healthy conversation of an exchange of ideas without it turning into an argument, without it getting emotional, without it getting heated. Those are two really big problems, and they tie with being politically correct. Like, if you're not on the politically correct train, if you're not on that train, then you are evil, you are cruel, you should not have a voice, you should be silenced. This is a big issue. We are devolving. This is not progress. This is not humanity moving forward. This is humanity stepping backwards into primitive caveman behaviors. Like, we are not the most intelligent species on the planet just so that we can shout at each other until somebody's vocal cords go out. That's not how a debate works. We are not the most intelligent species on the planet so that we are incapable and unable of being honest with one another because of the cancel culture, because of the backlash and criticism. Of course, someone might think a completely outlandish and outrageous thing, but if that's who they are, if they're being honest, then we should still be able to have a rational discussion with them and try to reason with them. And importantly as well, be open-minded. Because as outlandish as that idea might sound, it could also be more correct than what you currently believe. We never know. That's why we have to do our research, we have to do our thinking. We need to be able to have and hold logical, reasonable conversations with one another. So, at the end of the day, to make this full circle, we need to be more careful of the politically correct behaviors that we see in our everyday society. I strongly encourage being honest. And again, honesty, how you feel, being able to express yourself truthfully, should not be done in a trollish or provocative way. Right? Don't go around saying ridiculous things like Hitler is my idol, right? Like, you know the difference between like a troll and an honest statement, right? So we need to be honest about how we truly feel and deliver that honest truth in a respectful, logical, reasonable manner. Similarly, we also need to be able to hold logical, rational, reasonable discussions with people, especially with people who have ideas and opinions and beliefs that differ from our own, right? And we need to stop trying so hard to be politically correct and focus on what the right thing to do is, because, I mean, it's clear as day to me that the right thing to do is certainly not to cut anyone from employment just because they're not black. You know what I mean? That's just political correctness being taken way too far. And so, I just want us to be reminded of this. That's why I share this message. That's why I share every single message that I do, because I care, because I want humanity to be taking steps forward, because I want humanity to be brought closer together rather than be driven further apart. We're all in this together. We share the same planet. Why are you guys so busy fighting wars with one another? Now, this is not me doing world peace, you know, perfect reality, dreamland kind of talk. No. It's not an unrealistic statement to make. I think we can do better than this. And we should do better than this, because if we don't, it will only certainly lead to more division and hostility and problems for us in the long term. Worst case scenario, there might be another civil war, which is certainly something that we don't want. Why have a war? Why use violence when we have the power of words? Speech, articulate speech, right? I did talk about this, the power of articulate speech. We are capable of having reasonable, logical discussions, so we should use that to our advantage. So, stop being politically correct. Just be honest with yourself, be kind and empathetic, be understanding, be logical, be reasonable, and it makes the world a happier place. It really does. Like, aren't you tired of pretending to believe in something that you don't just so you don't fear backlash and criticism and cancel culture? Be honest with yourself, be honest with other people, but deliver it in a respectful manner, and on the receiving end, be kind and respectful, be logical, be reasonable, and state why you think differently in a logical and reasonable way. Don't be overly critical. If anything, be constructively critical. Be open-minded. Have a healthy exchange of ideas. Doesn't sound that hard to me. It's like some people never got out of elementary school with their maturity, and that's a big issue, because we don't need elementary schoolers to run the world. I know that sounds like a, I know that might sound like an arrogant or harsh statement, but it's true. If we want to take the steps forward that humanity needs to take, if we want to make this world a better place, it all starts with better thinking and better behavior. So let's not devolve and let's instead evolve. So with that said, I'm going to end this podcast episode. It's been a little over 20 minutes. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I don't really know the podcast schedule like I usually do. I make these episodes on a whim. And so some days I might post multiple episodes. Some days, like the past couple days, I won't post any. It really depends on, you know, that in the moment sort of thing, that feeling. Like when I saw that Reddit post about how a tech company is only hiring black people, like that was an in the moment thing where I was like, you know what, this is ridiculous. So I want to talk about it. And so I did. And so it happens, like those occurrences are usually when I make episodes. So just stay tuned, and I will be making another one whenever I do. Thank you for supporting this podcast as always, and I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.